The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, second hour and the final hour of the show. And our producer, Chris Klaproth, is here to take your phone calls. Looks like Chris is going to be our full-time guy both hours of the show, and we're looking forward to that. That's great. So he's here to take your phone calls. He's a relatively friendly guy. He'll try not to get too annoyed with you. You know, I'm the one that's nasty, as you can tell. Yeah. So, Scott, you're welcome to call back now that we're back on the air. I know you guys are waiting for the rain to stop over there in Caroline County to get out there and jump on those gobblers a little bit. Turkey season, we're hearing a few birds being taken early, but the gobblers are already with their hens. From last weekend to this weekend, it's changed tremendously. The season came in on the 18th, and We were talking to guys who were out watching gobblers, and they were seeing, you know, four, five, six gobblers together, big, you know, long beards together. Maybe they had a few too many long necks, but there were, you know, the long beards were hanging together, not many hens, and in the course of a couple of days, the gobblers started to collect their hens, and, you know, they disassociated themselves with their brethren and got hanging out with the girls, and things changed. Things changed a bit. So, you know, still plenty of gobbler opportunity out there, but it's, everything's screwed up because of the weather this year. I mean, the spawning runs are messed up. You know, the cold weather, the warm weather, the cold weather, the rain, the, you know, the east winds, the low pressure fronts, you know, it's just a very odd spring into summer. So, there we go. Let's talk to Scott now. Good morning, Scott. How you doing, buddy?
Wonderful. How about yourself, Mr. Ellis?
Doing all right. What's going on?
Not much. I was just listening to you there, and it is a very, very tough year for turkey hunting so far.
That's what I'm hearing. Yep.
I was just wondering if you heard anything about the birds just being silent and tight-lipped.
Very tight-lipped. Yep.
Really.
Hand up. Here's where your success is going to be if you have it. If you get a Jake out there, in strut, a fanned up Jake, you're gonna challenge those big gobblers because they're looking for a fight. The boss gobbler has run off all their buddies and is with the hens. The dominant birds are with the hens, collecting all the hens to themselves. And if you challenge them, get in their face, not a lot of calling, but you know, you get a few little calls out there, maybe a strutting Jake and a hen, you're going to bring in the big boy.
Well, that's what we're looking for.
You like that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. What kind of gun are you using?
I got a Mossberg 835.
Oh yeah. Yep. That'll work. 3.5 inch.
Oh, it'll reach out and touch one.
Yeah. Did you pattern it?
Oh yes, sir.
Got it.
We're good for about 40, 45 yards, believe it or not.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
Sir.
Yep. All right.
Hunting over top of the Avian X decoy.
That's a good decoy. What kind of shells are you using?
I believe it or not, I have a lot of success with the Kents.
Really?
Number four.
Okay.
I've had a lot of success.
Well, that's good.
A couple years ago in South Carolina, I was able to take a record bird, 14-inch beard down in South Carolina.
Oh, my gosh. That worked
very well to reach out and touch him.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Now, are you a member of the Turkey Federation or any of that stuff?
Yes, sir.
I figured. Yep, gotcha. Well, they have their own record-keeping program, and it's the beard and the weight and the spurs and some complicated formula. I can't remember it right now. Anyway, it's 25 times the length of the beard divided by the square root of pi, or I some goofy thing. I don't know how they figure it out, but you know.
I think you're right, though. It is a small mathematical equation to get it right.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to look at that. But anyway, thanks for the call, Scott. Good luck out there, bud.
Thank you, sir. Good luck to you when you get out.
Take care. Thanks. Bye bye. There he goes. We got a little. Our friend Fran on the line. Good morning, Fran. How are you, dear?
Good morning. I'm hanging in there.
That's good. What's up?
Well, I had to call. I was going to call about Robin, and then Chuck called and said his wife had back surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, but what I want to say is this. Of course, I know Robin, if she's in a lot of pain, you're in a lot of pain. Because, you know, when you're connected with a person, what happens to them in a way happens to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can't say speedy because you said 2 months. But
maybe three.
I will say, oh, my God, three. Yeah. I hate pain. But anyway,
I don't like it much either.
So. I will say this. One word that got me through some of the surgeries I had was temporary. And that's what I had to keep telling myself. This pain is temporary. And the important thing is that whatever pain you have to go through, when you do heal, you know, you can look back on it and say it was worth it.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you find out the results if it was worth it.
I've had both shoulders done. I've had frozen shoulder my right and frozen shoulder my left, and that's interesting surgery where they go in and clean all the scar tissue out of the capsule, the shoulder capsule, and then they do what they call manipulate it. Basically, they wind your shoulder up like they're winding up a clock while you're under, you know.
Yeah. And I'm having some dental work done.
Yeah.
And I hate pain, and I'm doing one of them. He says, how can you do one? He says, listen, why don't you just have them pull? I said, no. He says, then he tells me, go to your happy place. There is no happy place in the dentist chair.
No, there's not. What do you mean, the happy place? Unless you're putting me out, there's no happy place. Exactly right. There's no happy place where somebody's drilling on my teeth. Sorry.
Right. And so then Chuck called in, and Chuck, now you told me how great Diane was a nurse to you. So now it's your turn. I'm sure you'll do the same by her. And Diane, please, you said you were going hunting with me and all. So, you know, I'm hoping that you will still get to talk together and do that.
We'll do that.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, indeed.
But like I said, temporary is one word that helped me get through.
That is an excellent tip.
And I'll tell you something else. Have whatever you need to have done surgery-wise before you get older.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you. You don't want them having to do anything else when you get older because you may not have the same results. You take longer to heal. So you want to enjoy your retirement. So get it over with. Go through it. I wish both of them the best. Sorry to hear they're going through it.
Yeah.
But I had to call in for these two and say something.
Temporary. We'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
All right. Bye.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. What do we want to talk about? We talked about turkeys. Let's go back to take a look at the crab survey. All right. one of the statements says this. The survey indicates the population has slightly decreased. This is the midwinter crab survey, where they dredge the crabs up and count them and age them and do everything that they need to do. It showed a surge in spawning age female crabs to the highest level recorded in the 28-year history of the Baywide survey, ever. Blue crab reproduction is naturally highly variable due to the complex lifestyle of the animal. Tiny larval blue crabs spend the first part of their lives in the Atlantic Ocean and rely heavily on favorable currents, temperatures, and winds to bring them into the Chesapeake Bay where they grow. Optimal conditions do not occur every year. So a decrease in the number of young crabs this year was neither unexpected nor unprecedented. This is what Dave Blazer, the Fishing and Boating Services Director Dave Blazer, said. Despite the modest number of young crabs, the total population remains stable. The number of spawning age females, a major scientific benchmark for the health of the species, rose. This is a testament to the state's adaptive and effective management fishery. Let me tell you what the state's adaptive and effective management of the fishery means. It means that you take your best guess to figure out what to do about a bunch of bugs crawling around on the floor of the bay. The overall population of crabs was estimated at 455,327,219. That's the 11th highest level recorded by the survey. The spawning female stock increased 31% from 194,217,212 to 254,819,602, exceeding the healthy target level of 215,591,217 for the first time since 2010. While the adult female segment increased, the adult male stock decreased by 16%. So, with, hey, guys, male crabs, a lot less competition out there in the male crab ranks. A lot of spawning age females out there, guys. Hey, up 16%. Competition went down 15%. We got some real lucky male crabs out there this year. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
All right, thank you. Yourself?
I'm well. What's up?
All right. Well, those two questions were spawned, pardon the use of nature words, by your callers. I had a question. Where can maybe a suggestion or two for, and you said it, on shore fishing for those shad?
Mm-hmm. Upper reaches of the Choptank River is going to be one of your best spots.
Upper reaches of the Choptank River.
Yep.
On this side of the world.
Yeah, of course. Susquehanna River. You can go up to the Fisherman's Park up there and fish. There's the bigger opportunity up there is the American shad. When the water's really flowing, you'll do well. Now that there's a few hickories in Deer and Octorero Creeks. The American shad are up there as well. And then there's
at Gunpowder. One time I went.
Gunpowder has a few. Yep, Gunpowder has a few.
Went back after that one year. Never found a run. I saw some other kind of fish that was schooling heavily, but they were not a biting fish. But right over there, up near that trestle off of Route 40,
mm-hmm.
that was only time I ever caught them. And
sure. If you want to go down to the Potomac, down in D.C., there's a good population down there. The Susquehanna is going to be, your best bet on this side. And that's, Deer Creek is good. The mouth of Deer Creek all the way up to the power plant is good. There's Octorero on the other side. There's usually a better flow over there. But, the main stem of the river is good. You just go up there and watch the guys and mimic what they're doing. Now, up there, you're going to get a lot of the what they call the mud shad. I think they're threadfin or whatever they are. But, and they're sporty, but, they're just not. Not the hickories or not the Americans. What's that?
Maybe at Upper Chop Tank, because there's also a very nice restaurant I will not name that I do enjoy going to. I don't want you yelling at me.
I got it. Yeah.
But one other question, if you could briefly, this is a subject of scholars, but can you briefly give me an idea about the running of the rockfish? Now I know that we come up at north and south. I know about that.
Yeah.
It seems like there's rockfish here all year round.
There are.
Like there's some that don't leave.
Correct.
And one of the ones that I was starting to catch in the Inner Harbor. When might I expect them to start returning? I did a few casts last week, and I didn't really see or feel anything. But what is the general? I know the general thing: up and down, the north, south, winter, spring, and fall. But
right. Well,
why do some of them stick around?
Well, they stay here. They stay here till they're almost mature enough to migrate, which is sometimes 7, 8, 9 years.
Wow.
So 7, 8, 9 year old rockfish can attain pretty nice size. That's a fish that are in the 20s and 30 inch range. So, those are the kind of fish that you will find here as what we call resident fish, which, they're all pretty much highly migratory, but there's waves of spawning. You know, the big spawn starts in March, and then they have this spawn in May. They call them the silver rock or the May rock. They come into the rivers, you know, afterwards. They're a little less mature fish, a little brighter fish coming in from the ocean. And then, you know, there's just a but you can't fish for them in the tributaries during the trophy season. So you can in the summer season. So, you know, you gotta wait for that. You can't hit them on the spawning run, in the rivers and the tributaries. So you gotta wait for that kind of season. But there's fish here, like you said, all year round, but it's all about water temperature. It's all about, you know, that type of thing. Post spawn, fish, you know, kind of get a little less active right after the spawn. And I think that's where we are right now in the bay. That activity may pick up here when the weather gets a little warmer this week and the fish have spawned and they're back to feeding again. But we had Harry Hornick on last week. I don't know if you caught last week's show or not, but you should. It was all about rockfish, and you can go on the podcast, I guess, and grab that if you want. That would be the April. What was last Saturday? 15th show.
I'll do that.
Yeah. So he gives you the whole spawning scenario and where the fish are and that type of thing. So,
oh, great.
Yeah.
That'll be a good listen on a non-fishing day.
There you go.
Oh, thank you very much.
You got it, Jeff.
Have a great one.
You too, buddy. Thanks for the call. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. The healthy abundance of adult crabs in the Chesapeake Bay bodes well for crabbers in the first half of the 2017 crabbing season, April through July, when the young crabs begin to enter the fishery in midsummer. Their scarcity may result in more challenging conditions for later this year and next. Okay, that's what the official word is from the Department of Natural Resources. The 2016 Baywide Crab Harvest, 2016. Increased for the third consecutive year for a total harvest of just under 60 million pounds. The Maryland harvest was a bit over 30 million pounds. It continues to operate at sustainable levels. Adhering to the current management strategy of maintaining a steady harvest rate should keep the measure of resiliency in the population and allow for good recruitment when environmental conditions are more favorable. So, the Blue Crab Industry Advisory Committee and the Tidal Fisheries Advisory Committee will determine the next steps in the crab fishery, and any adjustment, be it catch and limit or be it a catch limit or season length, will only be considered after we receive input from all parties involved, which means that the blue crab industry, which has tremendous sway, which means the commercial industry, will help guide the department's decisions in this year, later this year, and in years to come on the management of blue crabs. So whether they will err on the side of conservation or err on the side of increased catch, we do not know. I guess we'll wait to see. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108. It's fishing season. They have the bait. They have all the crabbing supplies, the pots, the nets, the traps, the trot lines with the snood. We started talking about that earlier and just kind of dropped that. So it kind of wandered away. I do that from time to time, kind of wander away. You know, do you ever notice that, Chris, where I kind of wander away from what I'm supposed to be doing? Like now when I'm supposed to be talking about Clyde's? Yeah. Well, anyway, they've got everything you need for crabbing, fishing, hunting, guns, ammunition, scopes, optics, gun repair, rod and reel repair, you name it. It's a full-service sporting goods store, Clyde Sports Shop, celebrating 60 years this year, and we want to say congratulations on that. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, 242-6108, 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474, Clyde Sports Shop. Gun owners, nearby, the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland redneck blinds dealer. Check the redneck blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233. Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
All right, let's talk to Bill in Dundalk. Good morning, Bill. How are you? I was in your fine city last night.
Oh, fine. Okay, well, first of all, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you.
So, did the Kenner Assembly ever pass that bill where if you're 70 years old, you don't need license to fish?
Now you can buy a consolidated fishing license for everything in Maryland for just $5 there, Bill.
For a senior?
Over 65, yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Good. The gentleman wants to know you about
this. Yeah, it's called the Resident Senior Consolidated Licenses. It's available to Maryland residents only. It allows a Maryland resident who's 65 years of age or older, or who will become 65 years of age in the current calendar year, to fish in the fresh waters of Maryland, including trout, and in Maryland's tidal waters of the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries, Atlantic Coast and coastal bays, 365 days from the date of purchase. The fee is
$5. Oh, that's good. That don't cover crabbing, does it?
It covers, no, it does not. No. It covers the, you know, if you want to catch the non-licensed amount of 24 crabs, of course. But if you're going to go out there and fish for a bushel of crabs, that type of thing, then you need to get the license with that.
Oh, so if I take my children, or my grandkids.
Yeah.
I'll let them crab, they can be like 2 dozen, no more.
Right, exactly.
Okay, 65 years old, and that's $5 a year.
Right.
Any sporting goods store, right?
Pretty much, yes. Or online if you want to. Yes, sir.
I'm looking near that white Fins, I think, on Wise Avenue. They should have them in there.
Blue Fins over there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was in there last night. Nice folks. Dave Moreau's and his wife. Yep.
Yeah, nice people.
Yep, indeed. Yep.
All right. Well, you have a nice one, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Bill. You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Uncle Dale, good morning. Dale, how are you, sir?
Good morning, sir.
You talked a little bit about the shad fishing there this morning.
Yeah, gentleman called in earlier about he said he had a small boat.
Yeah, Chuck from Ellicott City.
A couple places he might want to try.
Ah.
Ramp at Greensboro.
Yeah.
And then just head up the river there. And then on the Tuckahoe, the ramp there at Hillsboro. Launch and head upstream on Tuckahoe Creek, because they have a pretty good run of hickory shad also.
Right.
It'd be a lot quicker than launching at Martinneck.
Martinneck, yeah, you're right.
So,
yep.
Out on the western shore, a gentleman was
right.
Wanting to know some places.
Folks, just so you know, this is the hickory shad guru here in Maryland.
No, not really.
Yeah, you are.
No. I'm not sure where he was coming from, but he might want to try the Patuxent River there at Route 214.
Oh, I forgot about that,
too. That's a nice park. Nice place to fish, good access.
And where was that
Patuxent? It's off of Route 214, the Davidsonville area.
Right, right.
It's called the Queen Anne's Bridge. That's been a favorite place to fish for a gazillion years. So
okay.
And the other place, and you had mentioned it, Fletcher's... on the Potomac, Fletcher's
right.
Boathouse.
Fletcher's Boathouse. Yeah.
From what I understand, they've had a very, very good run of both hickories and American shad this
nice.
Year.
Nice, nice.
In talking to Harry Hornick,
yeah.
their crew doing the spawning stock assessment on striped bass has caught many, many more American shad this year than they have in the past.
Wonderful.
It runs real strong. I did talk to one angler fishing from a boat down at Fletcher's about a week ago, and they only added over 30 American shad.
Nice. There's a fish that is a good fighter, that's for sure.
You betcha.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of places to fish from shore at Fletcher's, although it's kind of an adventure getting in and out of that place.
Yes.
It's unique, to say the least. But it's a very good place to fish, at least this year, for both species.
Been there once.
I fished there many years ago with my dad.
Yeah,
we caught a few fish. But, again, you don't need a boat, although they have about a couple dozen boats available. But when things are running well, you might want to get there real early to rent a boat, because they sell out pretty fast.
Sure, got it.
So, but anyway, that's just a couple of spots that come to mind.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
Good.
You got
See
it.
See you later.
All right,
see
man.
See you.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Yeah, the man is the shad fishing guru, no question about it. Ran the shad survey in Maryland for many years, and I fished with Dale a number of times. He was actually able to get me on some of the surveys on the white shad up on the Susquehanna River, and he's the one that introduced me to the hickory shad with the fly rod on Deer Creek. What a hoot and a half. Geraldine on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Geraldine. How are you, dear?
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I just, the gentleman that called about it.
Yes.
This
$5 fishing license?
Yeah, $5. He can just add a couple more dollars and get his crab license.
Yeah, it's $2, isn't it?
Yeah, only $2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Be on the safe side.
Sure.
Yeah. That's all I want to say.
All right. Very nice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You have a wonderful day. Good luck out there. Thanks. And there she goes. That was nice. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the way to call us up and share your thoughts if you'd like. Time for me to tell you again about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9, of course. In there last night, I made quite a little loop in the East Baltimore and Anne Arundel County area last night. So it was fun to talk to Billy, and I saw Mr. Clyde briefly, but he was waiting on some folks. And like I said, I dropped off some fishing reels there to be cleaned a little bit, and talked to him about, you know, fishing in general. We took a tour of the crabbing department, and everything you could need, want, or imagine for crabbing or fishing is available at Clyde Sport Shop. And don't forget, they have a full line of firearms as well. Talked to a buddy who was in there, had gotten some gun work done, and, you know, they took advantage of the gunsmithing services as well. Everything. It's, you know, that's what it's all about. Service. Service, 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 service. You can't get it online. You got to get it in person. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway, exit 9, 410-242-6108, 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474.
The weather scene here into the weekend with upper-level low pressure moving in. We've been kind of protected for much of April with a big summer-like area of high pressure. Well, that's a thing of the past. We've got rain through Tuesday. We've got cooler-than-average numbers. Now, the 80s do make a comeback late in the coming week, but the low-average numbers throughout this weekend are high today, struggling to hit 60 degrees. With rain showers, rain tonight, 46, and could see some impressive rainfall totals through the weekend. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive through when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing. Oh, no, I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there.
Redneck Blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70.
Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com, or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fish Bones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573, for Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Step right in, come on in. If you'd like to take the grand tour,
you got to get that sad song out of the lineup. Just stop it. I don't want to hear that anymore. I love George Jones, and he has some of the best and saddest country songs on there. But we're going to delete that one from the lineup. That is a horrible momentum killer. You got anything peppy in there? Good morning, George. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Well.
That's good. I'm just calling to ask you about a rifle that I have. It's a Western Field. It's a .22.
Right.
I've had it for like 35 years.
Western Field. That's is that a Sears brand, I think? Or maybe Montgomery Ward's?
Montgomery Ward's.
Yeah, Montgomery Ward's. Yep. Probably made by Winchester or one of the... You know, could it be Marlin, could be Moss, could be anything. I don't know.
It's old. And
yeah.
I was just wondering what size bullets do you put in that? It says long rifle.
That would be it, a .22 long rifle. Yeah.
So you use the long bullets?
No, it's called a .22 long rifle. It's a standard .22 bullet. It's not a short. It's not a CB cap. It's not a Magnum or anything like that. It's just a standard long rifle.
So you would just use a standard
.22 long rifle is what you ask for when you go to the sporting goods store, and it'll say it right on the box.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And I had a problem with it's a semi-automatic with a tube.
Mm-hmm.
With the bullets kicking out, it would get jammed.
Well, that's not good. I'd take it down to Clyde's and have them go over it.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Or out to Hafer's in Hagerstown. One of our gunsmiths, take it out to those places and tell them what the trouble is. Make sure it's empty when you take it in. Make sure it's, you know, unloaded and empty when you take it into the gun shop.
All right.
Probably put it in a case and take it.
Is that gun worth anything?
I don't know. I have to see it. It all depends on condition.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank you for the information.
All right, George. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
There we go. All right, let's go to the hotline here. We got a special guest on there. Good morning, Bud. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on, Bud? Bud at Fishbones.
Well, I'll tell you, it's picked up.
Good.
It was really slow. We had figured that most of the fish the first week were up on the spawning grounds, the first load of spawners.
Right.
and it appears that that's true. It started picking up on, late Wednesday into Thursday, and now we have fish with eggs being caught as well without. So that means the second wave is coming.
Second wave's there, yep, got it.
So it looks good. It's picking up. I think you got a great another week or 10 days of fishing. I really do.
That sounds good. That sounds good. And I just heard yesterday where the fish showed up at the mouth of the Chester, which is basically Love Point.
Yes, that's
yesterday.
Correct. The LP buoy, the triple buoy area, that's one of the places that has turned on well.
Yep, good.
Yeah,
good.
Great,
well, so. I mean, it's going to be nasty weather out there, east wind, low pressure, so who knows what's going to happen
next
couple days.
Yeah, next days don't look real good.
No.
So I guess the fish get a fighting chance this year.
A little bit, yeah. So good. Anything on the perch or crabbing or anything yet?
We've heard things down south about lots and lots of female crabs.
Yeah.
We know the crabs didn't bury up here this year, which is unusual because the water temperature is basically about 2 degrees warmer than normal.
Right.
But we got through it. If we would have had a big freeze in February, we'd have had problems.
Yes, you're right. You're not kidding.
But everything looks good for fishing and crabbing. So
it
looks real good.
Yeah, the midwinter survey said no little crabs.
Yeah.
Which is does not bode well for the end of the season or, the late in the season after July.
But they're done. I'm not criticizing their survey, but, it's hit or miss. It depends on where they go and this and that. Little crabs the last couple of years.
When they're dredging, they take a 6 foot wide or 8 foot wide dredge and they dredge a bottom. And my contention has always been, okay, you scrape all these areas, but the question is, what happens if you're off by 6 feet?
Yeah, that's my point.
So
it's an indicator, but it's not a cure all or a tell all.
Exactly right. So, yep.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, great. Well, I hope people can get out. It looks like tomorrow might be a little better than today.
Got it.
Wind and rain-wise.
Yep.
But basically, I think I'm going to put the foul weather gear on and get out there for the next 4 days.
That's all you can do.
That's all you can do.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
See you, man. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Hey, listen, we got a couple job openings here for the Maryland Department of Natural Resources police officer candidate. This came out yesterday. It's on the DNR website. It opened on the 21st, which was yesterday. It closes. The filing deadline is May 5th. So salary's $35 a year, goes to $46,920, up to $84,573 after successful completion of the training academy. Full-time employment, it's Mr. Charles Hecker's job to analyze all the applicants, so you can apply online, which is strongly recommended. The posting of the position is there. It talks about licenses, registration, certifications. You must be a U.S. citizen, at least 21, completed background investigation, including a check on your criminal history, oral interview and truth verification device testing, which means you're going to take a lie detector test, physical and psychological examination following an offer of employment. So there you go. DNR, Maryland Natural Resources Police folks are hiring. And also at this point, we want to say offer our condolences to the family of to the governor, Larry Hogan, and his family on the loss of his father, Lawrence. If you read about Lawrence Hogan, he was a U.S. Representative representing Maryland. And, Governor Hogan actually voted for him during the presidential election, couldn't bring himself to vote for the candidate that eventually became the president, but he voted for his father, which was a fitting tribute. So anyway, to the family of Governor Larry Hogan, our condolences here from the Outdoors and Radio Show. We thank you for your continued leadership of the state. And we've met a couple times, Governor. Got pictures of you and I shaking hands on our Facebook page and on our website for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and we appreciate your support of the outdoor sports and fishing and hunting. And thank you for wearing our orange hat on Blazing Camo Day the last 2 years. So we'll be wishing you you and your family the best in this tough time. All right, let's continue with our phone calls here when we get one. Do you got any music? Anything exciting we can play just off the top? There you go. I like it. There you go. Good. 410 WCBM 680.
Down in Louisiana,
gonna get me some grass
on me. I lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look.
Yeah! Little Elvis here in the morning.
Get you great.
Get you ready to face your day.
Everybody said it was a shame. So the mama was working on the chain.
Mama on the chain gang. That's rough. Mean,
vicious.
Vicious woman.
Straight razor toting woman.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time.
All right. We got it. Thank you. Yeah, we needed to get things a little jumping in there. Don't ever play George Jones. Yeah, come on. I mean, you know, you want to do a little high-tech redneck or a little whatever. Good grief. Oh, my. Not a good day to go fishing or hunting today, folks. A little rain out there. But you know what? If you don't go, somebody else is going to. So why not? We'll take our... Probably going to be our last call of the day here because we do have to get a break in before the end of the hour. So let's see what Pete has to say. Morning, Pete. How are you?
Hey, Alan.
Yeah, buddy.
I haven't talked to you for 20-some years. I used to run a turkey shoot at the Pikesville Sportsman's Club. Called you one time years and years ago.
That's been a while. Pikesville Sportsman's Club, man. Yeah, that's all houses now, isn't it?
It's commercial, I think.
Yeah. No, maybe it is. I don't remember. I remember being there. That's where I met Bob Folkrod, I believe, for the first time. You remember remember when Bob showed up there to do some kind of seminar or something?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good old Bob. He's going on to bigger and better things. Just got back from a successful sheep hunt in Mexico with one of our directors for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, Dale Gertz. They both killed beautiful big desert bighorn sheep in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah. So, anyway, what's up, Pete?
Well, I've entered a new venture. I bought myself a 1925 Oyster Bi boat, which I keep over in Rock Hall. She's 62 foot long.
Good God.
And it's been a labor of love, I tell you. She's built out of 2 1/4 inch thick heart pine.
Wow.
And I'm learning all about carpentry, obviously.
Uh-huh, apparently.
But the problem is, I have, it's got an AP71 Detroit diesel in it and a 4 foot diameter prop because she was used for dredging crabs back in the 80s.
Right.
And with all that prop on it, she goes too fast to troll. As low as I can get that engine to turn, I'm still doing like 4, 4.5 knots.
I'll tell you who to call. Call Digital Prop. Okay?
Well, I know this. I can't afford a property.
Oh, well, then I don't know what to tell you at that point.
Well, here's the question. I know I'm too fast for trolling, but I'd love to catch a trophy rock. I was wondering if you can chum and chunk.
Yeah. Not sure you're allowed live bait on the trophy season. So I don't know. Pete, I'll tell you. I'll tell you what, give me a call next week a little earlier because we're tight up against a break that I've got to take, and we'll have a little more time to discuss next week. A little earlier in the hour, please. Or you could always call one of our sponsors, Clyde's or Fishbones, and they could help you out with that, okay?
All right.
All right, buddy. Sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. Thank
you. Just got to go. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. If you like gardening, Schillinger's, Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. Annuals by the pack or flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, pansies, impatiens, petunias, all of it. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Papa John's Farm also has the vegetables to plant in your garden. tasty tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers and a bunch of herbs as well. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections or call 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or for your church. And don't forget Mother's Day is coming too, Sunday, May 14th. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. That's 969-5909. Visit Schillinger Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members? Mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3230.